The Rambam Perek Beis from Hilchus Purim, Hilchus Megillah, says, Ketzet Chovas Suda, Zu Shiyocho Bosov Yiskan Suda Noer, Vchulu Vachain Chayiv La'odo L'shloch Shtei Manos, Shel Boso, O Shnei Mini Tavshul, O Shnei Mini Och L'chaveiro. So we see from the Lav Shavam, so he says, Vachain, that the mitzvah Mishloach Manos is part of the mitzvah of Suda Purim, that you chayiv to send to somebody else, to your chaver, a sudas purim. So therefore he's incorporating to your suda. So it would seem that the shiur for sudas purim is shnei tavshilim, like by mishloach manos. And it's also, if you see that from the lashon rami, shiyochel basa v'yiskan suuda. So beyond the basa, you also have to have another tavshil. And it seems that the Rav suggested the mark of the Ram is the more Pesachim and Daf could you raise. Afal pish amar Rabbi Kiva ase Shabbat chachol v'al titztarech lebrios aval also hu dover muot betoch beiso mai ninu amrav papa kasta hasna. In other words, that he's chayiv at least one tafshil. But that's still called Aseh Shabbat Chachol, because Sudas Chol is just one Tafshil, but Sudas Shabbos requires a Sudas Shuvah, and that's is Shnei Tafshilim. And that's why the Gemara says in Tainus that for the Sudam of Sekis, you can't have Shnei Tafshilim, because if it's two tafshilim, it's no longer sudas chol, but it's a sudach shuvah, sudas shabbos in yontif, and that you're not allowed to eat for the on erev Tisha B'Av. And in this, you say that according to the Ram, that mishloach manos is part of the suda. We see from the Gemara and Daf Zayin that Abaye ba Abin, v'chanina ba Abin, michlefi sudas l'adadi. They used to, each one would give his suda to the other. And Rashi says, ze oichel im ze bepurim shel shonazu, u'bishniya soit chavera imo. And the Mogen Avraham says, in Tafrei Sarihei, he says that from this Rashi you see that if a person prepared his suda, he's chayved in mishloach manos. But if he's eating together with his chava, he's potter from mishloach manos. And the pshat in that is that the chiyuv of mishloach manos is to incorporate his chava into the suda that he's making, and he does that through mishloach manos by sending him shnei tavshilim, shnei manos, mishloach manos, because that's a sudach shuvah. But if they're eating together, it's not required because they're having one suda together.